Turned to New York now, joined by Mr. Joe Lombardo from the United National Anti-War Coalition. Thanks so much for being with us. I mean, we're seeing just weekly attacks on the Palestinians, fatalities every Friday, and of course, many, many being injured. And yet it's barely being talked about in the mainstream media. What does it take for Palestinian life to be important for Western media?
Well, that's a problem. What we see is outrageous, that unarmed protesters are being shot down by the Israelis, and nobody's protesting it. Nobody's saying this is wrong. Why isn't the United States, the United Nations, being stronger against what is going on in Palestine? The Israelis are really trying to wipe the Palestinians off the map. They rarely use the name Palestinian. They always call them just Arabs because they don't want to admit that there are Palestinians even in that area. So the United States, the United Nations, all countries of the world really have to condemn this. But the United States, unfortunately, is supporting what Israel is doing. It recently cut off its aid that it was giving to the Palestinian Authority. It moved its embassy to Jerusalem and declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And all of those things really gave a green light to the Israelis to do what they're doing now, which is really a policy of genocide against the Palestinian people.
Do you think, though, it's just a matter of time, Mr. Lombardo, because many analysts are saying that with a very pro-Israeli White House, even more perhaps than usual, and of course continually hawkish government in Tel Aviv, that with this situation and the deterioration that Palestinians themselves are reading, are actually becoming more and more desperate, which as a matter of fact can make everything backfire for the Israelis, because we know UNRWA, as you talked about, the United States cut its funding for UNRWA in supporting the Palestinian refugees, and of course the embassy, as you mentioned, going to the American embassy, going to Jerusalem. So many say that the Palestinians have reached a point that they feel they have nothing to lose.
Well, I think that's right. I think they are bravely going out on these protests, which is within the Gaza territory. You know, they're not protesting outside of Gaza. They can't get outside of Gaza because of all the regulations and rules that's imposed.
Unfortunately, we're having some technical difficulties there. Appreciate, though, being with us out of New York, Mr. Joe Lombardo from the United Nations Anti-War Coalition.